Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Live from the X Games Aspen, presented by Fireball. Here's Mike Evans.
Yep, live from Buttermilk Mountain, and sitting next to me now is, I don't even know if there's an argument, maybe the hottest X Games athlete there is in the world right now, Scotty James. You're on fire right now. You won gold at the Superpipe on Thursday. It's your 10th straight win in worldwide competitions, third gold here in Aspen in the last 4 years. I could probably keep going on talking about your accomplishments. How are you dominating like this?
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, and I'm very happy to be here in Aspen. And, you know, our event was pretty early this week, so I've been able to enjoy some festivities that X Games brings that I wouldn't typically get to do. But I think, you know, I've just been working really hard, and it's been a long journey for me. And, you know, I've just been able to channel my energy in the right way, which has been really reflective of my competition results, and obviously a lot of hard work has gone into it, and it's all paying off.
That's a great answer, but there's got to be, I mean, if I'm a competitor of yours, what am I seeing with you that leads you to win these events time after time? Is it just your technique? You're exactly locked in. Is there a confidence, even maybe a swagger that you have right now that your competitors feel and just can't match?
You don't plan on doing a half pipe competition anytime soon, so I think I can tell you my my secrets. But
I don't look like I could do that.
No, you definitely do. That's why I wanted to ask and make sure before I tell you. I personally spend a lot of time in the gym training. Snowboarding's becoming quite physically demanding, and there's a lot of aspects really that, you know, maybe snowboarding in the past we haven't really taken into consideration, and it is becoming, as I said, more demanding of our bodies and mentally as well. So I spend a lot of time in the gym training. You know, I do a lot of mental work to prepare, and obviously, you know, there's the pressure, there's the atmosphere of something like the X Games and the lights, and there's so many things that can basically help you to go for it to go wrong than right, that, you know, we need to spend time and put a lot of energy into making sure that we're mentally prepared for whatever comes our way, which in extreme sports there's a lot of spontaneity, and we've got to be ready. So
visit with Scotty James. When fans of X Games, X Games sports, we've been watching, you know, for well over a decade now, and there always seems to be a point where you're like, okay, they can't take the sport any further than this, can they? And yet you guys and gals keep doing it. Is there an end in sight to how far this sport can be pushed?
I think it's a scary one, honestly, for us, because you know, it does every year. We always, you know, that was amazing, you know, that was the best pipe run ever done, that was the best, and then every year we always seem to surprise ourselves even in what we can do and what we can accomplish. And I mean, it's amazing seeing that in the human spirit. You know, you're always pushing down the boundaries, and in extreme sport, I mean, you know, we're obviously doing things that can be pretty terrifying, but yeah, I mean, it's progressing at a fast rate, but I think it's at this point it's still safe, it's still doable, and the pipes are getting better, so it's manageable. But yeah, I mean, it's very cool to watch the progression, but as an athlete, you got to stay on your toes and be healthy and be ready to keep pushing the boundaries.
As people listen to you, they can tell you're Australian, and with everything going back home in Australia with the fires, has that been a distraction at all to you, or has it served as motivation?
You know, it's an interesting one. I think I would say it's a bit of both, because as athletes, you know, I spend pretty much a lot of my time here in America, and I love my time here, and sometimes for us it can be a little bit tough to find purpose, and you know, winning isn't always everything. You know, there's more to life than winning, and it's not really why any of us started doing this. It's the passion and what we love and we work hard for. And for me, you know, it was devastating seeing the fires back home in Australia. And it was from abroad, you can feel quite helpless, and you feel like you can't do anything to you know, help those that have been affected. And I started a GoFundMe page, which is on my Instagram. And, you know, it's been amazing to see the support from around the world. And, you know, it's given me a lot of purpose. You know, it's been fantastic, as well as sad for me to go out. But I'm actually riding for something more than just to win. So, yeah, I'm sorry for everyone back home that's been affected. It's been terrible, but... I'm doing the best I can to donate. I've decided I was going to donate a percentage of my winnings for the rest of the year to the fire services and the animal rescue. So,
visit with Scotty James, and you were the Australian flag bearer at the 2018 Winter Olympics. What was that honor like? Especially when, you know, if people aren't aware, that's voted on by your fellow countrymen, mm-hmm. athletes, to come up with who they recommend to be the flag bearer. So the fact that it came about that way, what did that honor mean to you?
Yeah, that was a huge honor. I mean, for any athlete, it's like, you know, winning a medal, and I think flag bearing would be, if not right there on a medal or just behind it, of something that you want to achieve in your career. And I did that at the last Olympics, and, you know, they rang me and they told me, and it was very overwhelming, and it's a big feeling of pride and yeah. patriotism, which we all definitely feel at the Olympics. And walking the team into the 2018 Olympics was very special and a memory I'll remember forever.
So you're Australian, but we here in Colorado, we get to claim a little bit of Scotty James, because you train a lot at Breckenridge, and you and I were talking off air before, but you're one of those guys right now where, hey, wherever life takes me, it takes me. I'm not pressing, but could you see Colorado being a semi-permanent home at some point?
Yeah, I mean, thank you, Colorado. I've actually been training here for as long as I can remember now, and everyone here has always welcomed me with open arms, and, you know, it feels like a home for me and a family away from my family in Australia, so it's very special. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've trained here. I work and live in Breckenridge a lot of the time, and I'm here in Aspen quite a lot, so... I do like Colorado a lot.
Visit with Scotty James. You're for those people who got the chance to watch you on Thursday and are watching some of the events this weekend, can you explain how the format was different this time around this year and what you liked and maybe didn't like about it?
Yeah, it was different. It was I don't have too many bad things to say about it. It was a really quite a interesting session to express yourself. You know, it was actually the best of two runs this time. It's not just one kind of Hail Mary run, which is what it is in the past. And I wouldn't say it's really Hail Mary. There's obviously a lot of work that goes into it, but yeah, you know, it was a combination. 80% of your score was your best run you could do, which is typical in a competition, and then the other 20% was how can you show your diversity and your creativity and show that there's a little bit more than just that one run. And that was really how the format was based. And I think that, for me, worked really well, because snowboarding typically and historically is a way to express yourself, and you got to do different things and show that you are talented snowboarding, not just going in the pipe and doing flips and spins. So that was what the event was about, and it was very cool.
So it should still... You never want the style to go out of what you guys do. I mean, you guys are getting stronger and more powerful, and the flips are getting more and more, but you still want to maintain a certain amount of artistic value to what you do.
Definitely, for sure. I mean, it's progressing at such a fast rate that, you know, it's starting to become quite demanding with the flips and the spins and everything. And I think this format, you still can do that and you can still progress the sport, but you also still have to show that you can snowboard. And I think that's the coolest element about it. So
I was reading your bio, your childhood ambition was to be a pilot, and you like reading aviation books. Mm-hmm. Do you fly?
I do. Yes. I have my, well, I haven't flown in a while, so I wouldn't take you flying tomorrow. Let's put
good,
it that way.
Good, good. Thanks for the heads up. Thank you.
It's been a little while since I've been in the plane, and I've always been very interested in aviation, just because, you know, from a young age, I've spent a lot of time in planes, almost probably more than cars. And, you know, the aerodynamics and everything really fascinated me, so I wanted to learn more. And then, you know, I got to fly some planes of my own, which was really exciting. And, you know, I felt like I am spending so much time in these planes that I've got to know a little bit about them. And I still have a lot of passion for it, but it takes a lot of time. You know, I really enjoy the flying part, but the theory is quite tough, and I need to dedicate more time to that. So,
well, listen, next day, you know, you spent all this time in Colorado. Next time you feel like you're brushed up on everything,
yeah,
let us know. I'd love to to go out on a flight with you. Last question for you. You are a three-time Olympian, which is, I mean, going all the way back to Vancouver in 2010, which, sitting here looking at you, the idea that you were in an Olympics, you know, 11 years ago is mind-blowing. But, I mean, four-time Olympian? Are you going for Beijing in 2022? 100%,
and hopefully five-time.
I mean, really?
Yeah,
cool.
For sure. I'm working pretty hard to make sure I'm sustainable in this career. I don't want to just kind of tie my boots up and after really anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So definitely be in China 2022, and I'm really looking forward to it. I just went to the venue recently and competed there, and it was quite cool. They've done a great job, and just getting ready for that. I mean,
all right, so 10 straight when's the next when's the next big one to keep the streak going?
10 straight. Next one is the Dew Tour, which is coming up in about a week's time in actually at Copper Mountain.
Yes.
So back here in Colorado. So it'll be good.
All right, folks, if you want to get out and see Scotty James, he's won gold 10 straight times now, one competition 10 straight times. Dew Tour coming up in just a week or so at Copper Mountain. Check all that out. Hey, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. Really appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for
having
me.
Scotty James, everybody. All right, we'll take a timeout. Much more coming up from the X Games here in Buttermilk, right here on Sports Radio, 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.